This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Governor Tony Evers declared his annual State of the State speech last night. Lisa Hale reports.
In his seventh State of the State address, Governor Tony Evers declared 2025 to be the year of the kid. He outlined several policies, programs, and initiatives to make kids smarter, healthier, and safer. One of the ways he proposed doing so is with gun reform, to include background checks for all firearm purchases, instituting red flag laws, and restoring the 48-hour waiting period to purchase firearms.
We cannot let common sense get lost in debates over whether basic policies could have prevented the most recent shooting or the one before that or the one before that. We aren't here in Madison to quibble about the semantics of the last shooting. We are here to do everything we can to prevent the next one.
In addition to gun reform, Evers called for free breakfast and lunch for all school children and increased funding to mitigate the child care shortage in the state. He also proposed to invest $300 million to provide comprehensive mental health services in schools. The Republican response to the speech was delivered by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
We have the largest one-time surplus in state history, and instead of talking about how to return that money to working families tonight, Governor Evers prioritized adding more spending and growing the size of government.
As Evers wrapped up his speech, he addressed national issues such as immigration, reproductive rights, and LGBTQ protections. He said he would veto any bill that makes Wisconsin less safe, less inclusive, or less welcoming. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
You can find more news and articles and sign up for our newsletter at WFHR.com. Blood donations are needed to help protect the blood supply from the ongoing impact of severe winter weather and wildfires. The American Red Cross is encouraging donors of all blood types, particularly type O negative blood donors and those giving platelets, to help save lives this month. Severe winter weather causes cancellations, as have the California wildfires, leaving more than 12,000 blood and platelet donations uncollected in January. This puts a significant strain on the national blood supply. You can book a time to give blood or platelets by visiting redcrossblood.org or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. In Wisconsin Rapids, you can donate at the Southwood County YMCA on January 29th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Wisconsin's minimum wage will remain at $7.25 per hour and $2.33 per hour for tipped workers as residents see neighboring states implement increased wage floors. With the start of the new year, neighboring Minnesota, Illinois, and Michigan have announced increases to their minimum wages, including tipped workers. In Wisconsin, however, the minimum wage has not increased since 2009. U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics data also shows the 2009 minimum wage change would be equivalent to nearly $11 today if it kept up with inflation. If you have a smartphone, you can access ebooks and audiobooks through your local library with the Libby app. The Marshfield Public Library is having a Libby drop-in to answer all your questions and help you get it set up. It's January 29th at 6 p.m. in the Felker Room. You'll need your library card and the device of your choice to use Libby on. There's no cost, but if you like to use Kindle for reading, you'll also need your Amazon login information. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
It's the Bucks and the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks flew back today after getting snowed out in New Orleans last night. Their game against the Pelicans to be rescheduled. Tonight, they're at home against the Miami Heat. The Bucks have 13 games left before the All-Star break, 9 of them on the road. At 24-17, can they hold on to that fourth place spot in the East? Damian Lillard.
We got to be there mentally. You know, we got to be engaged. We got to be disciplined, and we got to be together.
NFL former Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson held his first press conference as the new head coach of the Chicago Bears.
I've got tremendous amount of respect for the coaches and the players in this league. haven't competed against them for the last 6 years. Dan Campbell, Kevin O'Connell, you're talking about two guys that are up for Coach of the Year awards as the season ends here. And to be quite frank with you, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
That's the Bears' Ben Johnson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're headed to the theaters this weekend, here are some options that might be worth checking out. Brave the Dark is a drama about a teacher who connects and forms a friendship with an outcast student who he learns has been living in his car. There are not a ton of reviews in yet, but it's got a batting average of about 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. There's also a new Mark Wahlberg movie called Flight Risk. The mystery thriller is directed by actor and maniac Mel Gibson. When you've been in so many films in this genre, it's important to change things up. So Wahlberg thought he would appear bald. Interesting? Nope. No word yet if this movie is any good or not because there are no reviews out, which is always a red flag. Translation, Flight Risk is a film risk. Spend wisely. Another possibility in the mystery thriller genre is Inheritance, a film about a girl who finds herself in the middle of an international conspiracy after learning her father was a spy. Sounds exciting, but just a handful of reviews and batting about 50% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. Fans of Abbott Elementary, which should include everyone, will be excited to hear that the show has been renewed for a fifth season. News comes on the heels of good winter ratings and a crossover episode with It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia that drew over 8 million viewers. The show is about an underfunded inner-city Philadelphia public school and has great laughs. Abbott Elementary airs Wednesday nights at 7:30 on ABC. Star Wars might be about to get a little more dreamy. Sure, Deadpool and Wolverine director Sean Levy is on board to helm, and people seem happy with the script, but it's the rumors that Ryan Gosling will lead the cast that's gotten everyone excited. If Gosling signs on, the film will start principal photography very soon, according to The Hollywood Reporter. In other Star Wars news, The Mandalorian and Grogu is headed to theaters summer of 2026. Anyone else having trouble keeping these films straight? Netflix is raising its rates again by $2.50 a month, regardless of plan. This comes despite the streamer adding 18 million new subscribers in the fourth quarter of 2024. Why would they raise their rates while adding so many subscribers? You'll love this. Netflix says they have to raise their rates to make more content. Yes, they think we aren't very bright. I would have thought they were using that extra money to fix buffering issues from celebrity boxing matches and NFL games. Suits is proving to be one of the most bingeable shows on TV. It now has a popular spinoff called Suits LA. Clever. The show has just announced a slew of guest stars who will appear during the first season, which includes stand-up comedian Patton Oswalt, Fear the Walking Dead's Maggie Grace, and Brian Baumgartner, who played Kevin on The Office. Suits LA premieres February 23rd on USA. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to put a tiny little pause on that warm-up that started yesterday. Today, partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high right around 9 above. Tonight, mostly clear with a low dropping to 5 below tomorrow. Increasing clouds with a high to 20. We're back to 28 on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 1 above.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.